Here. Ready.
All right. Well, as it is, first of all, I'd like to say it's December 7th, and I would like to give tribute to all of those people who suffered and still suffer over the attack on Pearl Harbor on this day. I want to get that
Thank
out of
you.
the way. And
Thank
meanwhile,
you.
I want to gavel the Firefighters Relief and Pension Board to order for December 7th, 2023, and begin with item number three, Sherry, roll call.
All right, Mayor Woodards is absent. Michael Sansusi?
Oh,
Here.
wait, oh, I'm here.
No, other Michael.
Oh, I'm here too.
Yeah, thanks.
And good
I can
morning
see
also.
you. John Carmen.
Here.
Mike Steele.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum, and let's continue on with item number two, which would be approval of the minutes of November 2, 2023. Do I have any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of November 2nd, 2023.
Do I hear a second? I will second that motion. I now heard a second. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of November 2nd, 2023, as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And approved. Moving on, we have, do we have any public comment? Well, Dora is checking for us, but public comment.
No public comment.
All right, unfinished business.
None.
And now communications. I understand there was a very tight election run recently.
Well, actually, Mike ran unopposed. So, being the only nominee, Mike has been reelected for another 2 years. Yay.
Yay.
Yep. Gonna have to put all those campaign signs I ordered on hold.
That's just for your information.
Congratulations. I'm very, very glad that you are willing and back with us, Mike. You
Oh, I
are.
wouldn't give this up. The amount of money I'm making on this thing.
Well, it's the travel pay that I'm going for. Moving on to item number six, new business, and we have a retiree request for long-term care. I hope
Yes.
everyone has read the particular about it.
Yeah,
And
can I just add a little bit? This member has actually gotten worse since this doctor's report. I have almost daily conversations with his wife. And I did just talk to her yesterday, and she's going to get another report from the doctor indicating the additional diagnosis and need for this long-term care, and that his condition has worsened. He definitely does meet the criteria. He currently is in a hospital, and they're hoping to get him in long-term care soon. So,
as always, it's disappointing to see the disintegration of our members, and this is one that we all knew, I'm sure, and cared for. But after having read all of the information and with Sherry's current information, I have no statement or discussion and would move on to a vote unless someone else would like to state or ask some questions.
well, are we just going to put this on hold?
No, I would. You should. I mean, if you're okay with the information you have, you can approve the long-term care
Okay.
for when it happens.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the long-term care for our member.
I will
Second.
second. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the request for long-term care for this particular individual. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? So carried. And I just hope that that particular member can find some relief and some improvement. Sad as the disintegration. All right, enough of me and my pontificating. Item number B under new business, we have a retiree's request for a hearing aid exception. Of course, everybody's aware that our policy is a 5-year policy. This particular person, with the information about the disintegration of his hearing aids, is 1 year short of that and asking for an exemption of our policy. He does point out that he wants this, as we should and always do, to be addressed on a case-to-case basis. And under a case-to-case basis, I think the information this retiree has given me, I would be amenable to his request. But there might be some other opinions or questions.
I'm amenable to it too, Johnny. Especially if he's only hearing 40%, he's losing 60% of the conversation. And he's 11 months shy of his anniversary for 5 years. So I personally, myself, I'd vote for it.
The only thing that I would add is that you make this a one-time exception. So this member knows that he can't come back every 3 or 4 years and say, oh, I want an exception again. The police board has had one member request the exception, and that's the way they stated it, that it was a one-time exception.
Yeah, all based on our ability to look at case-by-case basis.
And that was going to be my question. Just for historical purposes, is this something that historically we've looked at case by case and sometimes accept and sometimes don't accept, or do we have a history?
This is the first time anyone has actually requested the exception. Usually, you know, I mean, I get calls all the time. What's my date for new hearing aids? Oh, I really need them now. Sometimes members purchase them on their own. If it's been less than 5 years, that's their option. Some of them will wait it out. Like I said, this is, in my 9 years, this is the first time fire has had a request for an exception. Police has had the one and they did approve it.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we have been lucky over the years that the majority of our requests have been relatively easy to address, and we've been able to stay very much within the constraints of our protocols, but we have always accepted a case-by-case basis, and no one case is ever the same as another case. Simple as that. So we look at it, and in this case, as Mike said, I said, I'm amenable to it, but whoever makes the motion, of course, Sherry said, please indicate that case-by-case basis if you're motioning for approval. And I'll open for any more discussion or a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve request for an exception for the hearing aids. This would be a one-time only exception.
And I will second that motion enthusiastically. It has now been moved and seconded on new business item B, that we accept this retiree's request for an exception on his hearing aids and allow him to proceed. It has been moved and seconded that we accept this retiree. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. And of course, I thank all members looking seriously and at the individual concern for every one of our members, because no member is the same. We now move on to item number C, and that is a hearing aid survey, interesting enough. And it is interesting for me that our previous motion carried he indicated that he's keeping his hearing aids hopefully as economical as possible. And so basically, any questions?
The hearing aid survey was conducted by the city's insurance broker, Mercer, and it did come back that the average benefit amount remains the same as last year, which was $1,750 per ear or $3,500 for a pair of hearing aids. If you choose to keep it the same based on that, I would need a motion to keep the same hearing aid reimbursement rate for 2024.
And I do want to note that there was another request for hearing aids that came well within. And if that was for a pair, that's economical, and the current the one we just passed is also the same. So I appreciate our members staying within the constraints and looking for the best service they can that will still allow us to provide that for them. So that's information only. Is that correct?
No, I need a motion to keep the rates the same for 2024.
That's right.
Make a motion that we keep the rates at the same for 2024. On hearing aids.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we retain the hearing aids rates as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? So carried. And item number D, hearing aid service. That's where I had something. I was going to cross that out. That is not hearing aid service on item number D. But nonetheless, it is the rates for assisted and semi-private rooms, which...
So these are long-term care nursing home rates based on the Genworth cost of care survey. The semi-private room rate is $346, which is less than our current allowance of $359. And the private room rate increased to $418. These are per day rates. Our procedure in the past has been not to decrease a rate. So we would keep the semi-private room at $359, but we would increase the private room to $418 for 2024.
All right. And I'd like to make a little bit of a conversation on that. Recently, I have been looking at some questions throughout the nation about how nursing homes set their pricings. And I think our policy is absolutely correct, in which we take an average throughout, I'll call it our community, and we accept that normally as our average so that we can be judiciously helpful to our persons. But there's information, and I hope to forward it in the next week or two to our members, that it's not going to change our policy, I know. I'm not asking for that. But it turns out that many assisted care and private care homes are basing their prices on very questionable care issues, to the point where if you have to bring someone another fork, that's $25 more on your monthly statement. This is just information unnecessary right now, but these are, this is a significant amount of money. And I will care for our members anytime we can, but not that we could do anything on a national level. But it appears that if not a conspiracy, there's a wink, wink on the individual pricing from one assisted care, one private care organization to another, to the point where there may be some malpractice in their pricing. That is at a level that we will not be able to address. But I will forward information on that just because we pay money for assisted care. So that's just me grabbing your ear.
These home care places, John, they all have to be licensed by the state. Is that correct?
Yes. Any of them that we allow for our members to be reimbursed for are licensed.
Okay.
And the overview of the information that I've been reading and I've been ferreting out is that based on that state regulation, they managed to add on with add-ons that this particular person wants me to comb their hair X amount of time. So here's a little more pricing. Again, that's at a large national level, and it's still just investigative on that level. So it would not change our policy. But I'm not sure all assisted care homes are doing is correct by their customers and the people who pay for them. So I will send some information, hopefully, if I get my technology squared away, so you can just read and see a concern that we may have that we will probably not be able to address. So that's a long little exposition from me that probably was unnecessary. And now we can move on to having an actual vote on the nursing home care rates that we have got from Genworth. Are there any more? This wasn't a discussion. This was an oration. Is there any discussion? And if not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we retain the long-term care survey, retain the prices that we have already for 2024.
No, we would retain the semi-private room rate, but we would increase the private room rate.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought I said.
That's just what I
making sure that we're on the same page. Thank you, Mike.
So as per that motion, is there a second?
I will second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the nursing home care rates, keeping semi-private as is, raising the rates from private rooms as indicated by the Genworth study. It has been moved and seconded that we approve those. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. Thank you very much. It's just keeping on. Now we move on to, is there any other? Yes.
I do have a write-in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Barbara Kinsman, widow of Gordon, passed away on November 8th. That's just for your information.
All right. A perennial mayoral candidate. That's C.W. Bud Kinsman. God rest his soul.
Different one, but yeah.
Oh, really? Different soul and person?
Gordon.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just hush up and move on this meeting to item number 7.
Plan, Johnny.
Fundable items.
Those will be as submitted.
What? Oh, do you need a motion for the pension roll items?
Yes, we do.
I'll make a motion that we approve the pension roll items as is.
And
second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the pension fund roll items as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? So carried. And we've already done it. Moving on to claims, Sherry.
None.
And now, this is for all members. Is there any other business?
Nothing from me.
All right. I have the business of wishing you a wonderful holiday and a great new year, because I'll see you then. And now we're moving on to item number 10, which is a movement to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that this meeting finally be adjourned. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. Again, I thank you all very much, not just for this meeting, but for all the meetings, for all the years that you put in for this. I know it's pretty lucrative for each and every one of you to do this. So
thank you. Rewarding. Shall we say rewarding?
And I dabbled.
Thank you for
everybody
hosting us. Thank you, Sherry. You bet. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.